On this Thursday, Mike Tenura is here to take a look at the weather forecast. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hi, Mike. Thanks for being with us today. Let's start in the south. Argentina, I think, has been a bit dry maybe for 2 or 3 weeks. Corn crop there still has maybe, I want to say, 45 days till it gets finished. Can you give me an update on what conditions are like?
Well, they saw a lot of rain in Argentina until February 17th and 18th. That was the last day we saw a big event, and since then it's been completely dry. We can see that it's going to stay dry through Monday or Tuesday, and then we'll start to see rain chances pick back up. But by the time we get into next week, it will have been 3 weeks with little to no rainfall in the key corn and soybean areas. So that in itself is a little bit concerning because, as you noted, we're still in a sensitive period of development for these crops. The only thing we need to keep in mind is that it was pretty cool over most of this period. Only in the last 3 to 4 days has heat returned, but it's also important to keep in mind that heat is going to be a formidable force over the next week until we get beyond all these storms that are coming up. So pretty much is going to keep on drying and is going to stay pretty hot for about another week. And then we start to get into some of those better rain chances. And we think that by the time we get into the middle of the month, the dryness story will not be much of a story at all, because we are looking for 1 to 2 inches over the next 2 weeks, with most of that, again, starting on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then really later on next week and next weekend.
The safrinha corn crop, or second crop corn in Brazil, along with the soybean harvest, have been moving along at a pretty good clip, though I think both are lagging in total, meaning they're moving, but both are behind at this time, and they depend a lot on the monsoonal rains, especially for the second crop or safrinha corn. Are conditions good, dry, great there? What do you see?
Well, at the moment, it looks like things are okay, but we do need to keep a couple of things in mind. Number one is that the southern half of that corn crop that you're talking about does not experience a distinct dry season or rainy season. It pretty much should be raining all year long, very similar to what we would see in the United States Delta around Arkansas, Tennessee, that region. Pretty much is going to rain at different times of the year, no matter what. It hasn't rained a whole lot there over the last week, as the same weather pattern that's affecting Argentina is now creeping into southern Brazil. And if we look at southern Brazil's forecast over the next couple of weeks, it does look a little bit ominous. We can see that areas of high pressure this week and next week are going to limit rainfall. This region should receive 3 inches of rain over the next 2 weeks in a normal situation, but we're looking for much, much less than that. And with all of the rain chances basically not even showing up until we get about 10 to 11, maybe even 12 or 13 days from now. Even at that point in time, we can see that areas of high pressure are going to linger a little bit. So there is some risk to that corn crop in the southern growing area, but this is just due to an unusual weather pattern. It's not so much due to a failure of the monsoon. The monsoon story is a little bit more prominent to the north. That's where the northern half of corn is grown, and they do have a distinct wet season and a distinct dry season. The risk to that crop is always that if the dry season were to start a few weeks earlier than normal, then that would basically cut off the rains right before corn needs it. Well, that's still a few weeks out before we need to worry too much about it, because it does rain pretty regularly through about the first week of April. And then after that, all bets are off, because by the time we get into June, it doesn't rain for 3 consecutive months. So it's that transition period from early April through early June that makes a big difference. Now, it is a little dry up there at the moment because we're not really seeing too much rainfall from that exact same weather pattern that we've been talking about. But we do see that there will be some rain in those northern corn areas next week. But will it be enough to keep things moving along at a nice pace? That's a difficult question to answer. And again, the real concern would be what happens in April. But April's still a little too far away to be overly concerned about it.
Here in the United States, even here in my part of the world, by the time we get to next week, if the weather forecast holds, farmers will be thinking about scratching the earth just a little bit. The only thing that might deter that, I suppose, would be cold weather and more likely rainfall. Is there anything in the offing?
Well, there's a lot of rain in the forecast, unfortunately. I know a lot of producers are real concerned about that this year because of what we went through last year. And also keep in mind that the last 5 years across the U.S. Corn Belt, which is the 7-state region that surrounds Illinois, It was the wettest 5-year period going back over 120 years. So we've been in an unusually wet period. Basically, it hasn't broken yet. We can see that we're going to see some rain coming through the Corn Belt on Monday. And then beyond that is where things get a little more interesting, because we do have several more systems that are going to move through. And those systems that start up later next week and then into the middle of the month have a lot more of the appearance of what you would expect in the springtime, and really in the mid-spring. We're still only in the beginning of spring. And that's because tropical air will start to flow northward, and we can see that that's going to interact with the jet stream, and that's a pretty classic formula for significant rain events. So we think that it's going to turn a lot wetter in the Corn Belt and the Delta, and we're already alerting our customers that they need to start thinking a little bit about what that means for soybean planting, because it's probably going to be challenging to get an early start to that in these southern areas toward the end of the month. Something to think about. Also, wheat producers in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and points onto the south along the Mississippi River, they're going to stay pretty wet as we move forward. That's another thing we need to think about. So it is going to stay wet, it looks like, through the middle of the month. And beyond that, it's hard to say, but based on everything that's been happening for the better part of many years, it's just hard to start forecasting anything but rainy weather.
Hey, thanks so much, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds great, Tom. We'll chat then.
That's Mike Tenora. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.